Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Dr. Bob Choate, who works with executives on mental transformation and works on states of flow. I have Chris Jurgen. He is a commercial real estate for about 30 years and has been focusing on creating spaces for small businesses. And I have Doreen McGettigan. She is an author, a coach, a book coach, a ghostwriter, and a speaker at Intrepid Marketing. The question I have for you, what does it mean to feel guilty? And what do you do with that feeling? Doreen, kick us off.
So last October, I was voted as president of a nonprofit organization. And I was very excited. I had volunteered and been on the board of this organization for many years. So I was very excited to move the organization to the next level and everything. I expanded the board, raised more money than they had raised in 8 years and 3 months. And 3 months after being president, I was diagnosed with cancer and ended up with a life-saving 8-hour surgery and then 2 other surgeries on a ventilator, all kinds of crazy traumatic things. And the organization kind of fell apart. My board vice president didn't do a lot of things that should have been done or the way I would have done them. And I know that it's not my fault that I got sick and that all this happened, but the guilt is so heavy on my heart that I really just kind of don't know what to do with it.
That's a really good example.
So I'm going to try eating some cheesecake and see if that helps.
Because that's what Chris said before we turned the recording on. So what is guilt? Do you think it's the, I feel bad because XYZ happened? Is that what guilt is?
I feel like I'm a hardworking, very loyal, passionate type of person about any project I'm involved in. And this was completely taken out of my hands. And I'm, you know, honestly a control freak. And, you know, when that control is taken out of my hands and I already am, you know, diagnosed with PTSD, it's just like another layer.
So you didn't live up to the person you believe yourself to be. I hear that. Guys, what do you think?
Yeah, so I look at like regarding guilt, because guilt is simply another emotion out of our plethora of emotions. And it's how we identify the feelings that come in from our body. In fact, William James talked about that back in the late 19th century in his Principles of Psychology, in terms of emotions start from a physical response. He talked about in his act as if principles and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So guilt is simply a term that we give that feeling, whether the feeling is fear or love or anything else, it comes up. So the conventional wisdom is that, like, we have this guilt feeling, then it manifests in our body, but the opposite is actually true. And I would like to know, especially from Doreen, regarding where does the feeling manifest itself? Because you can transform it. It's the same thing with fear and excitement. So you can say that the same neurochemical processes that happen and the neurological process that happen with fear is also the same exact ones that happen with excitement.
Right. So what's the other side of guilt?
What's the other side of guilt? So Doreen, where's it happening in your physical body when you have a feeling of guilt?
It's very hard for me to even describe that right now because I'm going through chemo and apparently chemo can make you very emotional. So I'm not normally a person that cries, but I cry all the time now.
Yeah. We don't want quick hits to turn into therapy. That would not be a good balance. No,
that's true.
And I am working with a therapist to sort these feelings all out. I just feel like I let a lot of people down. So at first, honestly, I was trying to over-excel to kind of make up for leaving people abandoned for 3 months. And everyone was saying, no, calm down, we're okay. And that was leaving me even guiltier. Oh, I'm making everybody work harder because I'm not there. So I am kind of working through it with my trauma therapist. And, you know, you can have people tell you you shouldn't feel that way.
Yeah, that's not a thing. You don't get to tell people
it's
they don't feel
a
certain
at
way.
All.
Yeah. Chris, I'd love to get Chris's insights.
Yeah,
my insight. Well, my Catholic upbringing didn't help.
Mine either. Mine either.
They instilled that from a very young age. And, you know, for me, the way I've always dealt with guilt is put it in perspective. And over the years, you learn to sort of deal with the issues. So there's the fickle guilt, like when you eat a cheesecake and you're worried, oh, shoot, I've just eaten 800 calories. And then there's the guilt where you actually have sort of crossed a line somewhere and you're feeling terrible about it. And the best way to deal with that is to sort of, you know, the comeuppance, you know, own up to it, try to fix it, you know. But overall, as I've gone through life and I've seen what other people do, I think I'm an angel. You know, I shouldn't feel guilty about anything because I've really done nothing wrong compared to what I see others doing. And it is all about relativity. And in your mind, sort of reconciling that.
Well, that's interesting. Because let me interrupt you on there 1 second, if I may, because that makes me think about the fact, because Doreen, you made the point, you don't live up to the expectations you have for yourself. For me, when I start to feel guilty, I have to ask myself, whose expectations am I really not meeting? Sure. And do they matter? Because sometimes there are people in my life who have expectations for me that are nonsense.
Yeah, so
they shouldn't be in your life.
There's another term on the same side of the coin, and that's regret. So people that hold on both onto guilt and regret, and as Doreen pointed out, she feels like she's not in control at that point in time. She wasn't able to take control. And people, as humans, we need to feel like we're in control all the time in a lot of cases. And when we see what's happened, like during a pandemic, and people fell out of control, there was all these kind of things that happened. So we'll plan our lives, and if things don't work out, it makes us feel bad. So guilt is part of that same thing. You know, I wasn't able to do this, and I thought I should have done this, and something happened, even though wasn't really in my control. And that's what we have to say, tell ourselves. Was it really in our control?
Right.
Yeah.
Chris, I interrupted you.
Yeah, for me, the biggest form of guilt for myself is when someone asks for help and you're not able to give it for different reasons. And, you know, sometimes I'll question myself, could I have helped? Could I have done something more? And sometimes the answer to that is yes, you are being selfish. And sometimes the answer is no. But it is a matter of reconciling. I mean, what Doreen is saying is, to me, that's just way out. You know, your expectations of yourself are just way too high. You know, you were not at fault in any way for what happened. You know, at worst, maybe you should have just delegated everything and, you know, given them what they need to do before, you know, you sort of, you know, went to hospital or whatever. But even then, under the circumstances, how much of that can you do? You've got your own issues to deal with. So
yeah, I couldn't do any of that because it was an emergency situation.
And I think Bob, I'm going to have to think about that regret versus guilt thing. I'm like, ooh, that's an interesting one. I may have to do a quick hits about that, the difference between regret and guilt, because I don't think I know the answer. So yeah, I think that guilt, I think I've come to the conclusion that guilt is not living up to the expectations I have for myself. Love that. And then what do I do about it? Okay, I got to ask myself, whose expectations are they? Okay, you guys have helped me a lot. I appreciate that. So that is our 10 minutes. I'm going to say thank you very much. And I look forward to speaking to each of you again really soon.